I am joined now in the studio by Michelle and Gary Johnson. Good afternoon, both of you.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
That's my pleasure. So, providing premium living care, support and companionship in your own home in Kent and Sussex, offering live-in care services, enabling clients to remain independent and in control of their lives while being supported. So that is what you are all about. So coming to you first, Gary, when was Just Living Care established?
The direct answer to that is that Just Living Care started for us in May of 2025, which doesn't seem a very long time ago, but our background is that we've been running care businesses since 2011. So we used to run a wide spectrum of care services, but the Just Living Care element, we started May 2025, and it's sort of been growing from there. We should probably point out, it's not a coincidence we've got the same surname. We've been married for 31 years and working together for a number of years. And so far, there's been no real drama.
So what made you decide to actually go into doing what you're doing?
It was actually a deliberate move for us. Living care is a very specific type of care. It's probably the most high-end home care that you can purchase, if you like. It's when a carer comes into your home, fully trained, fully vetted, and will stay in the home 24/7. So it's different to the normal domiciliary care, which could be visits to your home for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, that type of thing. So it's a little bit more wraparound. It's very bespoke, and the whole idea is that we stay with the customer for weeks at a time, support their daily living requirements, but most importantly, we keep their hobbies, their lifestyle, things, their interests, their pets, all the things that are really important to them. We keep that as the main focus, so when we're looking after the customer.
Okay, I mean, that obviously differs somewhat in terms of other live-in care providers. As we all know, you get people that drop in, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a day for breakfast, lunch and tea, and sort out other things that they need doing because they can't do it themselves. So you just said, Michelle, in terms of live-in care, so does that mean someone is actually living in their home?
Indeed. That's exactly what happens. So obviously the person, the carer, that we would supply after being vetted and agreed with the family, would require a bedroom at the property, internet connection and a television. But the idea is, yes, they're there 24/7, and this does allow for better continuity. You can look after the customer as much or as little as they need. So it's really not about being controlling in any manner. It's adding, enhancing that person's particular lifestyle and what they wish to do in that week. So we have people who go to the bowls club. We like people that like to go to the theatre. They like to go to the cinema, go out to eat for dinner, meet friends. This carer will enable all of those things, as well as taking control, if you like, not control, but actually managing the day-to-day aspects of allowing the person to continue with what they wish to do during the week.
Okay. So I guess the obvious question that people listening today might say, well, you know, my mum, my dad, my grandparents, or whoever it might be, would love to have this care because we can't, or haven't got the time to spend with them. What do you think differentiates what you do in terms of other living carers? Or I guess maybe living carers are quite unique, perhaps?
Yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, the care is, there's such a, there's a big spectrum with, you know, with care. And I think going back to our history, we went through those processes. We are of a certain age, and our parents went through, you know, care, and went right the way through the process, really. So care, with domiciliary care, you can have carers that come in and visit on a daily basis. as the name suggests, just living care. We just have carers that come in and stay with your loved one 24/7. So really our end of the market, I suppose, is an alternative to people that might be considering going into residential care. So rather than going into residential care, there is the option that maybe people don't know about. You can actually stay at home and you can carry on with your own interests and your own routines. And it's just different for those that don't want to go into residential care. So that's really why we sort of concentrate on that market.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for all of us, whatever age we are and however old we live, sometimes, most of the time, you want to be in your own home, don't you? And I think when you go into a care home or a nursing home, obviously it depends on who you are, where you are. But having your own surroundings and everything that's in your home in that sort of last period of your life makes a big difference in terms of just mental comfort.
Indeed. There is an awful lot of research currently which suggests that staying at home is actually a lot better for you in terms of infection control. The reduce risk of falls because you're familiar with your environment, and basically the speed of decline is probably negated from staying at home. The move itself from going from your own home to a different environment in itself can be quite a big thing.
Yeah.
But in terms of people who, I mean, care homes are fantastic. And for many people, they're absolutely the right place. But for some, like my father, it certainly wasn't the right place. And he wanted to remain at home. And we were able to give him his wish, which meant a lot at the time for us as a family.
And one of the questions I wanted to ask you both, and Gary, maybe you can answer this. If someone is in the situation where they don't want to go into a care home, they want to stay at home, in terms of what you do as an organisation and supporting the family and the patient, the customer, client in particular, what is your process? So if someone listening today, for example, thinks to themselves, oh my goodness, this resonates with me and it's something that I'd like to do for my mum, dad, grandparent, I'm not quite sure what to do and whether they would be up, to agreeing to that, what would be the process for someone that's looking to do what you do in terms of getting care?
Well, the process itself, thank you for the question. Thank you.
That's okay.
obviously, we'll give you our contact details towards the chat. But the way that our process works is that initially we have an informal discussion with anybody that wants to talk about either our services or care generally and what the options are. If they decide that they want to explore that further, then one of our care management team would come out and talk about the customer directly and their needs, their requirements, and from there we put together a bespoke care plan that's dedicated to the customer and works in their own home, and then we would match with a care provider or one of our care experts that has similar interests, so that the relationship works. Obviously, this is somebody that's going to be with them 24/7, and they have to have the personality that matches with them. So that's very important. That's an important part of the step.
That must be quite difficult sometimes, though, in terms of, well, I guess you do a trial period to see what the person is like and whether it fits both you and them.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So we put a lot of effort into that, and we have a number of different care experts that we can put into a package. But obviously, it doesn't always happen first time. It might be that we trial a different personality to see if that works better, to get that complete match. But going back to your question about trials, that's exactly how we work. So if a customer or family decides that they want to trial living care because it's not something maybe they considered, maybe they're considering going to residential care, we do a 2-week trial. So you can try living care at home, and that helps in the decision process. I think it's sometimes more difficult. We do have customers that are coming out of residential care because they've decided they want to try living care. But I think it's easier if it fits into the process in the other direction almost, because we can try living care for 2 weeks. And if they decide it's not for them, then they know they've tried that. And, you know, they can go on with the decision to go to residential care, okay, knowing that they've looked at other options.
Yeah, which is great, because it gives them the option to decide what they want to do.
Absolutely.
And for the families involved as well, because that must be such a difficult situation, not just for the person that needs the care, but for other people in their lives to make that decision as well.
Yeah, and also what we have our business is quite technology biased as well. So for our care experts and carers that are working with the customer, every input that they put into the care plan, or, you know, the day to day requirements is online, so we can see that in real time. But also we have a feature that customers, loved ones, relations can also look at care notes remotely. So anywhere in the world, they can look at customers, as long as it's been agreed with the customer.
Yes.
They can look at what's going on a day-to-day basis and check in, which you don't really actually get in residential care.
No, so I think that's the other thing with any care plan, whether it be at home or elsewhere. You want to know what's going on with updated information, because word of mouth and hearsay is different to actually having some written notes or somebody saying, well, you know, they didn't behave very well today. Well, that's their opinion. But with somebody that's actually living in and taking the care. Michelle, how do people make that first step if they want to get in touch with you?
Well, it's very easy. The website is available. We'll give you those details later. You can also phone. On our website, we've actually got a facility that you can request a call back and also get a rough price for care. So the team are there and able to have very informal chats. No hard sell. Any question isn't silly, so please just ask us. In terms of, as well, about what differentiates us from competition, is we are CQC registered. That does give peace of mind for a lot of people.
So is that like a regulator, for example?
It is. It's the regulator for health and social care. That comes with a lot of checks and balances, a lot of hoops for us. But it's really good safeguards for people who are a little bit worried about somebody coming to live in mum and dad's home. Mm-hmm. Our carers are very, very experienced, because they are living carers. They have a minimum of 2 years' experience in care. And they have specialisms within that as well. But the CQC regulation is something that we're very proud of, and we take very seriously. And the care notes that Gary mentioned as well, they're actually real time as well, so that you can access them at any time and see how mum, dad is doing in the day or night.
Okay, which is great, because obviously you want to keep in touch with the person that is in care. So if you have a living carer and something is not right and something goes wrong in terms of contacting the health services or the family, and they're not able to contact them themselves, the carer obviously has contact numbers and they can phone different people to contact, and emergency services, etc. as well.
Indeed. Part of working with us is that we are fully we're registered with the CQC, but we are a fully managed service. So our carers always have support of a registered care manager and a relationship manager who are very skilled, knowledgeable in the field. And also we by law have to adhere to all the policies and procedures that CQC set out, and we do have to work with multi-agencies as appropriate.
Okay, perfect. All right. Gary, did you want to say something else?
No, I was just going to say exactly, Michelle's exactly right there. So it's almost part of the responsibilities as an agency that we would liaise with you know, other care professionals. That's part of the service. It's not just a case of bringing the relations and saying, something's happened, what do you want to do? You know, that's part of what we do as well.
Yeah, of course. I understand that. And it's most important, I think, for everybody that you, as a relative, feels that what you provide is comforting, and they can actually be rest assured that they are being looked after. So, okay, thank you both. Michelle, how do people get in touch then?
Indeed. Our website is www.justlivingcare.co.uk, or you can give us a phone on 03331 882244.
Perfect, thank you. And this is through the South East, so Kent and Sussex.
Kent and Sussex, West and East Sussex and Kent, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you both so much for coming in today and having a chat. And we'll put the details on our website, of course. And it's nice to see you, and maybe come back in again and give us an update on how things are going.
Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Thanks, Gary.